This week, the Gates Foundation announced they'll give $100 million to promote medical research in southern Africa. The foundation says it hopes to encourage bold, even unorthodox, methods to defeat AIDS, malaria, and other afflictions. Next month, what could be another important contribution for the developing world finally becomes available, the XO, a small, light, cheap, sturdy computer developed by Nicholas Negroponte and the Media Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology that they hope will make a laptop available to millions of children in the developing world. Their goal was to make a computer that costs just $100. Right now, it's closer to $200. They hope that mass production can bring that down. I've been able to see an XO. It is a charming and remarkable little machine, green, seamless to protect it from rain and sand, and at just 3 pounds, light enough for a child to carry. It operates on just 2 watts of power and can be charged through a small solar panel or a crank, making it practical in deserts, villages, and jungles where electricity is scarce. The XO is a built-in camera, microphone, word processor, web browser, calculator, textbook reader, music, games, and painting programs. It can connect to the Internet. Something called mesh networking lets it connect with other laptops nearby to share words or images instantly. Now, the potential benefits in the developing world could transform millions of lives. Textbooks can be put into the laptop at the touch of a keystroke, avoiding the whole expense of printing, binding, and delivering schoolbooks. The camera module permits teachers or healthcare workers to send home messages and instructions to parents who cannot read. Parents can send messages back. That children's laptop can be not only a child's means to an education, but a family's link to the world. One keystroke will reveal the underlying code of almost any XO program. This will permit students to not only learn the language of digital information, but to write their own programs. This is why, so far, the XO cannot run Windows programs. Mr. Negroponte says he hopes the XO can eventually run Windows, but open sourcing, as it's called, is critical to the whole usefulness of the XO. Windows is famously a closed or proprietary source. It's part of what made Microsoft and Bill Gates wealthy enough to give so many millions to worthy causes. The Gates Foundation insists that the scientists who receive its grants share their findings. They believe that open sourcing of information spurs and sharpens medical research. But the company from which its assets are derived prefers to do business as usual.
The stars that shine are yours and mine. The rainbows in the sky are yours and mine. The song of springtime, the lullaby of fall. The sunshine of summertime belongs to us all. The moon above is yours and mine. The right to fall in love is yours and mine.